Shakira just released her first album in 7 years. Its title is in Spanish. I'll spare you my pronunciation and just tell you the English translation is Women No Longer Cry. It's a record that chronicles a public breakup, her legal struggles, and return to the spotlight. NPR's Isabel Gomez Sarmiento reports.
It's not quite fair to describe this moment in Shakira's career as a comeback. Yes, Las Mujeres Ya No Lloran is the Colombian pop star's first album since 2017, but she hasn't exactly been away from the studio. She's been releasing back-to-back collaborations for years, including this song with Argentinian producer Bizarrap, which also appears on the album. The song broke 14 Guinness World Records and details Shakira's highly publicized separation from the father of her children. This is a project fueled by post-breakup empowerment, as she told Apple Music earlier this week.
I just did what I thought was necessary for me. I had to pick up the pieces of myself and then put them all back together. And music was the glue.
The album features heavy hitters like Cardi B, Rauw Alejandro, and Karol G. But NPR's Ana Maria Sayre, host of the All Latino podcast, says it doesn't always pack a sonic punch.
I think generally the record feels a bit disjointed to me. It feels like a collection of a lot of the singles that she's already put out.
But Sayre says it does have some nice moments, like a regional Mexican song with Grupo Frontera. Se nota cuando se quiere,
pero cuando no, se nota más. Her vocals on this feel perfectly made for regional Mexican music. I have never heard her sing quite in this way. Another song that I loved is Como, Donde y Cuando. It is a beautiful return to the rockera Shakira of the 90s we all know and love. Shakira rose to stardom mixing global genres like rock en español, dancehall, and cumbia. So it makes sense that this album also spans influences from reggaeton to afrobeats. Sayre predicts the album will climb the charts. People will love to listen to it in the club, in the gym, but it won't be something that necessarily stands as one of the hallmark pieces of her career.
Shakira says she's done wiping her tears. Isabella Gomez Sarmiento, NPR News. Pero te lo estás guardando. Esto ya se pondrá.